Number 15, Gillnet and Spiny Dogfish Entry Program, limited entry. Chris.
Yes, sir. The two-for-one option. Two items have come up. Our Gillnet subcommittee also looks at dogfish. On Gillnets, they have a recommendation for public hearing in April, whereas right now it's one permit per vessel working. They'd like to have a combination of all Gillnet licenses registered to any Class A, Class B permittee on board a vessel, as long as those totals don't exceed 12,000 feet. And for spiny dogfish, the committee recommended the prohibition of using agents in the spiny dogfish fishery, an action that basically is equal to using doing a temporary transfer. They also want to only allow transfers in situations such as death, but FMAC, who met last night, broadened that. They'd like to allow transfers in situations where someone can demonstrate significant hardships, military activity and such, or death. The request for public hearing.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have one question on this dogfish issue, because we came out with a limited entry program where we had about 100 permits, as I recall.
102.
And, right. And so several things happened, but immediately there were some transfers in the fishery, and that was one area of concern. Another area of concern was the fact that that was a lot larger than the historical fishery that existed back when we had a significant dogfish fishery. So back at the peak of the fishery in the mid-1990s, when we had a 60 million pound a year fishery, we had about 25 to 35 boats that were active in the fishery. And so now we've got 100 limited access permits and a much smaller quota. And we're working to try to increase the quota, but it still seems that we have this issue of a bit of a disconnect. So I wonder if we could at least include a provision that would have an annual review of the transferability issue. Because if this ever becomes an allocated fishery, I can't imagine 100 it's supporting 100 boats, because you're not going to have that much quota to go around.
Yes, and the committee, when they met, they had asked staff that once we don't currently have all of O9's data, so what we'd like to do is go ahead and get through this year, and we're trying to get this done now since May 1 is the start of the fishery. And once we have 09 and this year's data for the fishery in, then next year come back together, look at everything, and go back at the actual limited entry criteria. But they want to get through this year also and then look at it again.
Just want to make sure when FMAC met, although it changed what the committee did as far as transferability, the commission knows how difficult it can be to pin down hardship. So we're asking to advertise this, the transfer under circumstances of someone passing away, and then at the public hearing, that can be modified, if that's okay.
Is that in staff recommendations now? Okay. Matters before the commission. Mr. Pankard.
Move to advertise for public hearing in April.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.